Milton's conclusion is, quote, if the woman be naturally so of disposition as will not help to remove but help to increase that same God-forbidden loneliness, such a marriage can be no marriage, end quote. It's worth noting here that Milton is very likely drawing on some personal experience in writing this. Sure, he may have already had these ideas about divorce previously, but the fact is that Milton published DDD less than a year after his first wife left him. In 1642, at the age of 34, he married a 17-year-old girl named Mary Powell. Only months into the marriage, she left him and moved back in with her mother. She wouldn't return to Milton until 1645. It's difficult to resist imagining that their marriage was an unhappy one, and that Milton's insistence that a man should be able to end a marriage if his wife was an unfit companion was based in part on his own relationship. To that, the petty part of me says, maybe if you hadn't married a teenager, you would have had a stronger element of companionship to your marriage, but I digress.